I don't know how else to say this, but I was kind of a weird kid. I mean, for so many reasons. But for starters, I had this obsession with recording sound. Like any sound. I mean, you want to know what the aquarium in my childhood bedroom sounded like? Here goes. I carried a cassette tape recorder with me everywhere. I loved sound. I mean, there was just something magical about being able to press that red button and suck up the sound in a room, the sound of that moment, and capture it forever. And what's weird? Sound is more powerful to me than video. I don't know why that is, but for some reason, for me, the sound is truer. It's more alive. And yes, it drove my family crazy.
Chris, what are you typing now? Uh-huh.
Pittsburgh, cut it off now.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. Sometimes in these recordings, you can hear baby me setting up the clip.
Rain on a busy street with cars passing by. The sound of a person walking down a hall at night. On the count of three. One, two.
I know. That's a very twangy Texas accent. I was born in Dallas, in the neighborhood of Oak Cliff, and later my family moved to a small town about an hour away. We lived in an old two-story house, and it creaked, and it groaned. It had a decrepit attic. In other words, it had great sound. It was a spooky place. Or, at least I was an easily spooked kid. And I hated the dark. At night, I would lay in bed with the covers pulled up to my chin. And I would listen. My mind would race. My imagination would spiral into strange corners. Finally, to keep myself company during these lonely hours, I would listen to my tapes for distraction. Or I would listen to the radio. That's when I discovered a station that would broadcast old-time radio plays all night.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
This was like The Shadow.
The Shadow knows.
Or Suspense.
Suspense.
Or Inner Sanctum. I was mesmerized. I lay there in the dark, listening, my eyes closed, and it was like I was right there. Weirdly, these spooky stories distracted me from the things I was really afraid of in life. And it made me feel better. I soon even started making my own scary audio plays, usually employing friends or a visiting relative to play the characters.
The clock strikes 12 as the teenagers climb the stairs to the attic.
Here's one I produced with a cousin, using all of my collected sound effects and playing my own music on a Casio keyboard and using multiple tape recorders.
The teenagers are speechless as Robert stares down on them. They're gathered in a circle with a single candle lighting the whole attic.
And it had a pretty hilarious title.
Murder for Blood!
So, yeah, I was a weird kid. And I guess now I'm a weird adult. I still love to hear and to tell weird stories. So it makes sense that I would grow up to become a journalist, a professional storyteller. And it makes sense that with my fixation on sound and weirdness, I would make a podcast to tell strange stories. In fact, I got the idea for this show after hearing a story. I was having coffee with a friend, a filmmaker, and was riveted by his account of a location scouting trip that took a bizarre turn. I wanted to capture that story, just as he had told it. And I wondered who else might have a story like that. Soon I joined forces with that friend, Jason Reimer, and we launched this podcast. We put that first season of stories together in his studio, originally as a journalism experiment, but with a nod to the pure joy of storytelling. And it's in that spirit that we're thrilled to bring you this new season. You will hear everything from Hollywood actors and best-selling authors to everyday people you've never heard with stories you won't forget. And if you like it, I hope you'll subscribe to the feed and give me a good rating to help others find us. Also, I want to hear more of your stories. So if you have one, send me a voicemail or drop me an email. You can find links for all of these things on my website, strangepod.com. I want to leave you with one final clip for my shoebox of cassette tapes. I love it because it's simply me holding up the recorder in the dark on a quiet Texas evening to capture the mysterious sound of night. Nighttime. I'm Christopher Wynn, and this is Strange.